Are these rules for the relationship set forth by a woman for her and her boyfriend that he has agreed to, by the way? She's the one who made the TikTok, but he's on board. Are they smart rules or are they toxic?
Now, her and her boyfriend have been together for 6 years. And so it's something that come up with kind of like over time.
Kind of almost negotiated rules of organization. Now, number one was both always have their phone location turned on. Two, no strip clubs. Three, girls' trips and boys' trips are allowed as long as your significant other knows where you are and all that stuff. No liking thirst trap photos on Instagram and don't follow Instagram models of the opposite sex we talked about. Number six, both can have friends of the opposite sex, but your best friend can't be the opposite sex. So in other words, you can have, guy could have friends that are women, but he can't say, this is my best friend.
That's so stupid.
Whatever.
That is so dumb.
It's like the, I mean, it's going to happen very rarely anyway.
There would be some official thing where you had to say, well, Greg is my best friend. And,
but don't tell anyone.
And put it in the, you know, put it in the scorecard
so everybody
knows.
Like you're dating a frat guy?
Yeah.
Hey, doesn't you're make my much best sense. Friend, yeah, but don't tell.
And there's got to be, I mean, what if the best friend is gay? Like my girlfriend has a very, very good friend who is a gay man.
It's not her best friend, is it? Better get to the bottom of this.
They're pretty close friends, but also he's gay. So
yeah,
he'd be more likely to be interested in me than her.
I like them all. So anytime a boyfriend or anybody has ever been a little jealous, it's mainly just been men, have said, like, I don't really like that you're friends with a lot of dudes. And I'm like, well, you should be looking at the ladies too then. If you got a problem with that,
because I have a lot of friends.
I'm attracted to all of them. It's such a funny rule. Again, that to me comes from like an insecurity. Like maybe you went through something or somebody's best friend made you uncomfortable, something like that. Maybe somebody tried to cross a line.
Yeah.
But that's not fair. Like,
worried about shared, maybe shared emotional intimacy in that case. Yeah. Number seven, both people may go to nightclubs and parties.
Yeah.
Bold. Number eight. Both will know each other's phone passwords and are welcome to use them at any time. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I don't care.
Yeah, my wife knows mine. I know hers.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of this you build into. Like, if I were going out with a woman and on a first date these came up, I'd be like, well, there's 10 red flags right there. You're saying, if we get into a relationship, I'm going to need your phone codes. I'd go, what?
Yeah,
that's
but
very
if you're
true.
With somebody for 6 years or you're married or whatever, like long term, then some of it you just naturally ease into anyway. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be that big of a deal unless something weird was happening.
Yeah.
Number nine, porn is not under any circumstance allowed to be watched.
Hmm.
And that's obviously for both of them. So, all right. If you don't want to, I don't care.
Really. No, I mean, if you both are fine with that.
Yeah, I don't get that one either. Because
no,
then you're kind of
like never.
Yeah, like you're shaming somebody because they like to a little porn.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, sometimes
it does.
And I even for a lot of guys. I mean, yeah, some guys are just totally addicted to it or whatever. But for some guys, it's just a catalyst. It's like a jumping off point.
Yeah.
Then a lot. I mean, honestly, like for myself, I would. I'm more likely to close my eyes and think about something I've done with the person I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which would be more bothersome in theory,
you know,
to the person. To your significant other.
What if you're separated for a long period of time?
Like,
yeah, but if you were going back in time, that would be the thing you'd ban. Like, no thinking about that person.
You can't use your mind.
Steve, what were you going to say?
Yeah. What if you're separated for a long period of time? What if he's away or she's away for a week?
Right.
You know, on a trip.
Do you have to fast forward over sexy points in movies?
Yeah, I think. I mean, unless it's actually affecting your sex life, which it can. But if it's not.
Some people are just so against it. They're so against porn.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a porn person. I don't watch porn, but I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's for, I guess it depends on why you're really against it.
Yeah.
If you think it's taking advantage of women and it's has cruelty or whatever. Yeah. If it's because it really matters to you spiritually, then I'd understand that. But if it's just because you're anxious, I'd be like, sorry.
Yeah.
Number 10, they won't get married nor discuss it until both are financially free.
Love that. Love that rule. I think that's a great rule.
It depends on what that means. What if you both have student loans and that means you can't get married until you're financially free, meaning those are paid off?
Maybe.
So you can't even talk about marriage if you're in your 20s until you're 40, depending on how the student loans are.
I mean, you could talk about it, but essentially you might not be able to afford it.
Yeah, I can see where it's like,
so realistic.
Let's not spend 20 grand or 30 grand on a wedding when we already have these bills in front of us. Your life isn't going to get easier.
Or even on rings and things like that. Some people, and especially if they're the type that want nice things and they know that, then it is so much better to wait and buy those things when you can versus be ring poor or house poor or wedding poor because you overspent on money that now you're paying back.
Yeah, and you might not want to absorb somebody else's debt.
That too.
I mean, it might be, student loans, but it also might be stupid student loans or other dumb things that they've been dumb with their money. So you sort yourself out before we are joining forces here.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Like most of these rules, I don't have that big of a problem if it's the right explanation for why.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just like, you need to be able to buy me things.
Yeah, if it's that, then it's a little weird.
Have any of you ever been given an explicit, stated, out loud rule by someone?
Oh, yeah.
Where you thought, I don't agree to this. Like where it wasn't a discussion.
I mean, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Kelly, you were like a hard yes.
Yeah, multiple times. Multiple times. I was told multiple times there were people I wasn't allowed to hang out with, that there were places I wasn't allowed to go, and those relationships died because of that.
Not just like, hey, I really don't care for so-and-so, but like, I forbid you?
Yeah, straight up. I had a friend who, I dated this guy for a little while, and my high school sweetheart was moving to town, and we did still have a connection, so I totally understood the insecurity that was happening, but he straight up said, you're not allowed to be friends with him. And I thought, that is not going to happen. I've known this person since I was 14 years old. They were like my first love. We're friends, and you should be able to be friends with this person. I'm not going to cheat on you. And I ended up breaking up with the guy. I was like, no, dude.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Hot Wings, you remember a rule?
Not off the top of my head, but I've been in plenty of long-term relationships. I'm positive I've had some.
Well, there's some rules that are just you mutually agree without saying it. Like, hey, let's not cheat on each other.
Mm-hmm.
So those don't count. I mean, like yours are rules. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, my most recent ex told me that I wasn't allowed to start getting the tattoo that I wanted until after we got married. And we had never talked about getting married. Like, he talked to me about how important it was to him to work towards that, but we were never like, we'll get engaged at this time or, you know, this or this. But when I started talking about, I came up with the idea that I loved and I really wanted it, he straight up said, I would like for you not to do that until after we get married.
Then you already had tattoos.
I had
three. Did he have any?
Two at the time. Mm-mm, no.
But that's kind of weird. Visible with a wedding dress on. That one was. I was going to say maybe that was his hang up then.
And with the wedding dress I am wearing to the man I actually married, you could see my side tattoo, my ribcage tattoo as well. You can see all my tattoos. But yeah, that was I think.
Your dress was crotchless?
Yeah. I think that was when I was all right, this is a weird thing.
That is a weird thing.
Uh-huh.
Steve, what about you?
Not that I can think of. I can't think of any. You can't do this type rules.
Maybe a request.
Yeah.
Like that's different. Maybe. Like, you know what it makes me? Even that, I don't really care. Really,
I mean, a request. Yeah. I mean, I don't do well with like ultimatums and stuff. I mean, if there's one thing that's going to put me on the defensive real quick and start a fight, it's tell me I can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we can have a conversation. If something bothers you, then, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I agree, but okay, let's see if there's a happy medium or something. But if you just flat out say, you're not allowed to whatever.
Yeah, especially when you haven't done anything wrong.
Right.
That's one of the things that as I started dating again, I had to tell people my ex lied to me a lot. And so I had a lot of trouble just believing something somebody said right offhand. I went months without even dating because I just didn't want to be lied to.
Yeah.
And so when I met my husband, I told him, I was like, that is such a big deal to me. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And I think that scared a couple of people, like, oh, she's got trust issues. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't. But I'm also not going to say I'm going to want to go through your phone. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing something and you're acting shady, I'm absolutely going to say, this is bringing up feelings of when I was lied to. And I don't like that. So we got to get down to the bottom of this. And if I have to set rules after that, I don't think I'd stick around.
Yeah. Maitland, have you had rules?
Not that I can think of.
Have you ever given a rule?
Other than ones that I like mentioned earlier about like the strip club thing.
Yeah.
Like,
if you do it, tell me.
That kind of just come up as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
How Wings, have you ever given a rule?
No. I don't think so. At least I don't think so.
I've asked people to block people who are a problem for sure. I've just said, hey, look, I tried to be cool about this. It's been months and months and months of this person being a problem. Please block them.
I don't even see that as a rule per se. Like if someone's being a problem,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but I don't know. I guess if it's to me, a rule has to be an ultimatum, like Hot Wings said, almost before it's like, hey, if this is a deal breaker. Me, Steve, you ever give a rule?
No.
Like don't touch my Jeep or. It's called a garage, not a shed.
Look, I mean, those are obvious.
Don't buy mittens that are too big for my little hands.
Don't really need to be said out loud.
Everyone
just understands them.
My only rule, which is more of a strong request than a hard and fast rule, is can we please not have animals on the bed while we're sleeping? I don't like it. I don't like it when they're laying on my legs. I need to be able to move around, and I just don't
so
like
after
it.
You have sex, you get them down?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Well, I'm a sensitive lover.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love having animals on the bed, and they're so annoying because like they take up
like
all
it,
the space.
But I hate it.
And it's too tall for that to be okay. I need leg room too, but I don't care if you're a dog and a cat and you want to snuggle me. Move over anybody else.
No, nope, that's what the partner for me. That's what the partner is. That's what the partner
is.
There's
still
for,
room for both of us. Yeah. The dogs will just have the other three-fourths of the bed.
They got the rest of the house. They got every other damn surface in here. Not this one.